אם בחוקוסי תלכו. Pasuk begins with all the wonderful things that are going to happen. Im b'chukosai telechu. And continues with the opposite. Im b'chukosai timosu. And all the terrible things that are going to happen. And Rashi creates a whole different context than what we would have thought. The simple reading of it. Im b'chukosai telechu, says Rashi, shetiyu amelim b'torah. It's about toiling in Torah. Amelim. Telechu would mean go with Torah, keep the mitzvahs. No, amelim b'torah, you got to rack your brains. And then there'll be bracha. And if you don't rack your brains, there'll be tragedy. And as Sfarno points out, there's nothing in between. It's one or the other. Either you're amelim b'torah, you work so hard, and there's prosperity. You don't? Tragedy. But it goes on there. If you're not Amel B'Torah, Rashi points out, you get things wrong. Eventually you hate it. You hate others that learn and others that fulfill. And at the end, you just become an Apikoros. And it seems like it's one or the other. If you're not Amel B'Torah, you should know you're heading in the direction of hating those that learn, and becoming an apikoros yourself, which will chas v'shalom bring tragedy upon the Jewish nation. What's this amelim business? I don't know what the world was like in the olden days. It's hard to know. In our own lives, when people reminisce, they remember things so much better than they really were. But I do know what's going on today. Come on, there's an explosion of information, everything's at your fingertips. Humanity knows so much more than it ever did before. It's capable of doing more than ever before. And it's available to everybody. A couple of keystrokes, you get everything. There's a breadth of information, a breadth of information like never before. So why is it that most people are apikoros? So why is it that humanity is convinced that we all evolved there was no creator? If you use your brains, If you understand just the nature of finite matter and what can be done with it, how much information can be contained in a microchip? You recognize the wonders of existence. We know the human body today like never before. We understand vision. We understand the brain. Doesn't that wow make you ask, could that have all been an accident? Humanity is ready to accept that the nature that they understand so much better than previous generations did, which is so complex and so perfect, they're ready to accept that it was an accident. How is that? There's breadth and there's depth. The information explosion and its availability and the process by which it's available has shut down the human brain. It's not just that we have better ways of diagnosing than ever before, or we have new names for stuff. More people are ADD than ever before. The average concentration span is seconds. Amelus Vatora is depth. There's nothing deeper than Torah. Thinking. Asking yourself, does this make sense? But 1 second, it's the word of God, it's got to make sense. So what does it mean? Whether it's working through a sugya filled with what seem to be countless internal inconsistencies, and realizing how that's all superficial, but when you get to the depths of it, these aren't contradictions, they actually work together. Understanding it to the point that you can say, wow, this is so true. That's hard work. Wisdom. Wisdom is not just information. Obviously, you need information. Wisdom is depth. The world is more superficial than it's ever been. Hashem's Torah and his nature are so rich, so deep. A superficial understanding of either one of them will lead you to apikorsos. Not just denial, but with a passion, with a hatred. Even though you preach, you gotta love everybody and accept it. With a hatred for those who learn. I believe strongly, if we are to really start a revolution, if we really want to direct the masses to the truth of Hashem, the first thing we've got to direct them to is using their brains. Not just into tapping into information. We've got to challenge ourselves and everybody else to work hard, to really think. And obviously, the place it begins and ultimately ends is in divine wisdom, which is so profound. A superficial reading of the Torah is filled with stuff that doesn't sound right. It's only when you really get into things and you realize how relevant, profound, endlessly deep, meaningful, and right every word of it is. Emes v'yatsi v'nachon v'kayom v'yashar v'ne'amon v'yahu v'chaviv. Every word of Torah, once you understand it, and for real, the yeshivas are built on learning bi'iyun. What does that mean? You learn just a little bit. Go slow and think a lot. It's careful analysis of everything you're learning. Yeah, you got to learn everything. But don't be in too much of a rush, because you may end up not knowing a thing. We not only learn how to read and translate Aramaic, we understand a logical sequence and demand that it makes sense. We develop sensitivity to the nuances in language. And then we put the two together. We learn to contrast seemingly identical explanations of a Gemara by different Rishonim, and only to find that they're drastically different because of some minor changes of words. And demand of ourselves a real integrity. You don't just talk and say nice ideas. Gemara's not touchy-feely. But demand truth. Our Beis Medrash is relatively tame. You walk into one of the big yeshivas and guys are screaming at each other. A real effort to arrive at truth and reject anything that isn't absolutely right. We've got to get into the practice of thinking deeply, of thinking with integrity. And that message is a prerequisite to bringing Hashem to the masses. Because they've been bombarded with so much superficial information. Often with agendas. Almost always with an agenda. People have to learn to think. So make good use of your time here. Learn how to think. Demand truth of yourself and everyone around you. And then accept the challenge of bringing that to humanity. The world cannot remain superficial. This week's parsha teaches us what that results in. But the alternative is Shetiyu Amelim Batorah. And then everything good happens. Everything wonderful happens. So make the most of it.